B-Pod Studios.
To that. Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich at 8:35. Dana White joining us at 9 o'clock. Danny Ainge, we got guests up the wazoo.
Yeah, Dana White in studio for the Friday Night Fights, which is tomorrow evening. Interesting card that they've got. Not only they have, of course, you know, Weidman, who is here in studio, but Greg Hardy's fighting. Greg Hardy, the guy who got in trouble and used to play for the Dallas Cowboys, I think intercepted Tom Brady here at Gillette Stadium,
what,
I think, at one point.
What kind of reception does that guy get on the arenas he goes to?
He'll turn.
Massive, yeah. I would imagine.
I'll tell you this, is that you got to root against the whatever guy that was here.
Chris Weidman?
Weidman, because he's friends with Kevin James.
And he was in Kevin Can Wait.
I'm no fan of Weidman.
I got it.
Anyone who's a friend of Kevin James is an enemy of mine. All right, Rich, what do we have going up here? There's been an audible.
Okay, yeah. So this is something that I found on my own, and this is just from all of the stuff we've been doing. It's funny. I get sent all the time, and maybe you do too, all of these different Brookline message boards.
Oh,
and
I don't
all
get
these...
sent, no.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No one likes me.
Okay, well, since we've been doing Brookline 911 and everyone's angry in Brookline, there has been certain message boards of people from like on these Brookline little Reddit posts and all over the place who have heard it, and the majority of them, you know, obviously think it's great because finally the world knows what these people have to suffer through. Every once in a while you get someone who's poo-pooing it. But through all of that, I ended up finding this link that brought me to what I didn't know ever existed, and that is a Brookline public access television station.
Ah.
And a series of homemade Brookline TV shows, including one I'm going to introduce you to this morning, simply called The Fun Show. Now, The Fun Show, if you want to know what it is, it's something that if you find it on YouTube, the average show has about 7 views. No matter how old the show is, it's apparently been going on for years. I found episodes that go all the way back to 2014, I think, is the furthest back that I've seen. And what The Fun Show is it's 3 people sitting in a studio. It's an older gentleman with suspenders on the right side. In the middle is a rotating person. It's usually a woman. And on the left is another older gentleman with a Casio keyboard.
All right. Well, this is going to be David Lynch. All right, here we go. It's Brookline's Public Access's The Fun Show.
No. It's the one he just put in there.
All right, here we go.
He was standing there and he was saying he wouldn't give her the money. She just sent it with this green.
This is the beginning of the show?
Yeah, no editing. It's the beginning of the show. So they come in hot.
This is like when Tim and Eric gets too weird.
I mean, Tim and Eric are jealous of this.
Yeah, this is when Tim and Eric get disturbing. And you got to turn off YouTube.
He was standing there and he was saying he wouldn't give her the money. She just sent it with this grin on her face.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to The Fun Show here at Big TV. This is the January 14th edition of The Fun Show.
So the Casio keyboard's there just to drown out. Oh, boy, are those old people. Rich did not do it justice. The guy on the keyboard is 50-50 on if he's breathing. How many times during the broadcast did they put a mirror under his nose? The man on the keyboard, you know why it's so loud? It's so he can somewhat feel the vibration of the sound. Rich did not do it service. The man on the keyboard might be 100. They just have a... excuse me, miss, are you carrying a compact? I am. Would you mind putting it on the gentleman's nose? He stopped playing the piano. You know, he's dead. The fun show is that he ends up being alive. And that's fun for everyone. All right, so we go back to the fun show with the deafening keyboard. And two very
Which, by
old
the way,
gentlemen.
It's quite the tune that's being played, too.
Well, he's noodling. You know? This is coffee. This is, you know, cocktail hour music.
Show here at Big TV. This is the January 14th edition of the Fun Show. We're happy to all be here together. And over there, searching for notes on the Keurig keyboard.
Literally. with 6-inch bifocals on, literally hunting around for the keys. Because I bet you if you followed the Fun Show every year, the keyboard gets louder.
We can do that. We can do a test. Go back to 2014.
It's an evolution of Willie's ability to hear.
Well, this is January of this year. And okay. I believe it's a weekly program.
Well, it better be. So the idea is deafening piano. And here we go.
We're happy to all be here together. And over there, searching for notes. On the Keurig keyboard,
they don't find
is
them.
Our director.
And he's passed out. Our prize.
Together, and over there searching for notes on the Keurig keyboard.
They don't find
is our director, mentor, leader.
It's a little grandiose, I'd say, isn't it?
What do you say?
You can just hear his dentures clapping around.
What do you say?
Eisenhower was a good man. That's when the country has some ball.
I mean, you're right. This is like, at what point does the little person who speaks in backwards come and start dancing in front of the log lady?
Just a little bit of luck. That's when the girls would dance. A little bit of leg. They tease you.
We're happy to all be here together. And over there searching for notes on the Keurig keyboard.
They don't find
it. Is our director, mentor, leader.
It's a little grandiose, I'd say, isn't it?
What do you say? Grandiose. Was that on your tear off the word of the day?
No, that's the Mexican accent. Mexican. That's the Mexican. The Great Mexican War, my father.
Excuse me?
My father fought the Mexican.
Pardon me?
To be old and out there, one must have a hobby, especially on the Fun Show.
That's the Mexican accent.
Well, we were commenting on the fact that there were reportedly 3-hour lines at the airport, TSA lines in Atlanta, Georgia today. And I was speculating, what's it feel like to stand in a line for 3 hours to take an hour and a half flight somewhere? You know, you might as well just drive. Yeah, whatever. Well, the
whatever. Can you hear the guy's dentures chomping?
Where's Angry Dick Flavin? We need him out there.
Listen to his dentures chomping.
To stand in a line for 3 hours to take an hour and a half flight somewhere. Yeah, you might as well just
you
drive.
Hear that? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Well, the.
He's Every time Ed he McMahon. Swallows, you can hear it.
Yeah, he's his Ed McMahon. Hey, so how about those lines at the airport? Yeah, whatever.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
It's like the John Henry Show. It's essentially the John Henry Show.
Monty, go ahead.
Hey, man, I had to look this up. I looked it up on YouTube just to get an idea visually of what this guy looks like playing the piano or the keyboard. And the only description that came into my head was, he looks like he forgot to die. That's what it looks like.
Well, listen. Jeez. Yeah, I'm sure he's forgotten a lot, but there you go.
Keurig keyboard.
They don't find
it. Is our director, mentor, leader.
It's a little grandiose, I'd say, isn't it?
He's the Paul Schaefer.
Hang on. What is this bird? You had a public access show?
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Did it have Dude on it? Was it on Everett Public Access? All right, get on a microphone.
Hang on, Bird.
Is there a record of this?
Well, hang on. Well, you were on Public Access on Everett's Public Access station?
Yeah, Everett Community Television. That was my first full-time job.
But it didn't pay.
It did pay.
Were you on TV?
Really?
At first, I wasn't. I had this guy named Jack on who do the hosting, and then he had hip replacement surgery, and then I took over.
So you were on TV?
Yes.
Okay, what did you do? What was the show?
It's called The Sports Experience. I'd go around Everett and interview local Everett athletes. What?
All right, do you have these tapes?
Yeah, I could get them.
We need them.
Okay.
We need them post-haste.
We need them immediately.
Yeah, we need them for tomorrow.
Are they online anywhere?
I could take a look, yeah. I'll take a look.
Okay, so how many of these did you host?
One, two, three. Dozens and dozens. Over dozens.
You said one, two, three,
and then
dozens.
All of a sudden, several, we're 36.
Dozens and dozens over a dozen.
Several.
Several or dozens?
Several.
Okay, very good.
Okay,
right. By the time I left, we had almost over 100 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, so there's and it's just you talking to, like, local prep athletes?
Yes.
Okay. Did they look up you because you scored a touchdown for Everett High?
No.
Oh, they didn't? All right,
We should just have battle of the local community access stations. You got Everett Community Access versus the Fun Show with the Brookline one?
Yeah, whatever.
This is Paul Schaefer. Paul, top 10 things that a scarecrow might say.
Boss got mad at me because during the time
I can't talk it over. Okay. Well, if you had these instincts on TV, it must have been something else. All right. Go ahead, Bird.
My boss got mad at me because the Celtics were in the playoffs, and I think it was 2010. And my boss was like, I want you to go interview Kevin Garnett's doctor because he's having knee surgery. I'm like, no one gives a crap about Kevin Garnett's knee. I'm not doing this. And we went back and forth, and I interviewed this kid, Matt Nuzzo. He got drafted by the Blue Jays at the time. So I went and interviewed him, and she was like, BS at me, and I got let go like 3 weeks later.
Well, you
got
to stand by your convictions. There's no doubt you got to be brave in that business. It's the business of public access.
Like, who cares about freaking Kevin Garnett's knee?
I mean, I care about that. Yeah, when I hear about the kid with the Blue Jays. All right. I care deeply about both. Now, Rich, do we have anything else?
Well, we have something else here, and this is just, and this isn't Brookline, and this isn't anything local, but it got me going down a rabbit hole of public access shows, and I found one. Maybe you've heard of this. I had never heard of this one before.
All right, so we will hear about
and
that.
This is just an all-time head-scratcher.
And then Dana White will join us, and we can look forward to there comes an age where when you're running out of steam, you just get throw in the towel. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
She's Mexican. All right, so we'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich at 8:35. Dana White joining us at 9 o'clock. Danny Ainge. We got guests up the wazoo.
Yeah, Dana White in studio for the Friday Night Fights, which is tomorrow evening. Interesting card that they've got. Not only they have, of course, you know, Weidman, who is here in studio, but Greg Hardy's fighting. Greg Hardy, the guy who got in trouble and used to play for the Dallas Cowboys, I think intercepted Tom Brady here at Gillette Stadium, I think, at one point.
What kind of reception does that guy get on the arenas he goes to? Massive, yeah. I would imagine.
I'll tell you this, is that you got to root against the whatever guy that was here.
Chris Weidman?
Weidman, because he's friends with Kevin James.
He was in Kevin Can Wait. He was.
So you gotta, I'm no fan of Weidman.
I got it.
Anyone who's a friend of Kevin James is an enemy of mine. All right, Rich, what do we have going up here? There's been an audible.
Okay, yeah. So this is something that I found on my own, and this is just from all of the stuff we've been doing. It's funny. I get sent all the time, and maybe you do too, all of these different Brookline message boards.
Oh,
and
I don't
all
get
these,
sent, no.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No one likes me.
Okay, well, since we've been doing Brookline 911 and everyone's angry in Brookline, there has been certain message boards of people from like on these Brookline little Reddit posts and all over the place.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Dana White going to join us coming up here in about 15 minutes. But first, Rich... what is going on with this that we're about to hear?
So I went down a rabbit hole after, of course, I was watching some of the fun show.
Yeah, whatever.
When it comes to public access shows.
Can someone get the song, Yeah, Whatever Makes You Happy?
Oleander.
No, that wasn't Oleander. That was Splendor.
Splendor, that's right. How dare I get those two random.
And you're paranoid.
Yeah. By the way, I found Everett's, the show that Bird did, the Sports Experience. But I didn't find the one with Bird on it. I don't even care if Bird's on it. It's phenomenal. We have to do Battle of the Local Public Access Shows.
Okay, like a bracket of...
Okay, real quick. 617-779-0985. Is there any local public access show that we are not aware of?
All right, maybe we handle this via Twitter.
Okay,
go at Toucher and Rich.
At Toucher and Rich. I need to find out about this because I had no idea that Brookline's channel even existed. And what gold is in them their YouTube links. On top of that, I'm just now finding out Bird had a show on Everett. I know that Cambridge has one. I think Alston has a station as well.
I think
well.
You have to have one.
Do you?
Yeah, I would guess. Yeah.
I know there was a station where I grew up that had cable access.
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, this is, an outcry for public access.
Right. If anybody, I wouldn't even know what channel on my cable system to find the public access.
Yeah, I have DirecTV, so it might... I mean, it would have to be like in the thousands.
Yeah, I would have no idea where to find. I guess the Boston public access one. I believe that there's got to be one.
Yeah, I think every community has to have one, or else they wouldn't exist.
All right, is there a local show that I'm absolutely missing out on? As good as the Fun Show or the Everett Sports Experience with which I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want you to.
I'll stay out of this.
But here is a show that I did find, and this one looks like it is from the early 90s, and this is called The Spirit of Truth, and this is a preacher who it looks like he's standing in front of somewhat of a green screen. In the background are these very lush mountains and waterfalls, and it's supposed to be a kind of a peaceful scenario. Yet this gentleman is preaching the word of God. Guy seems a little bit angry, maybe.
Wow, a television preacher is weird. All right, here we go.
Hang on. I forgot to describe what this guy looks like. He's bald in the front except for a giant ponytail in the back.
Oh, that's the best.
And his teeth are...
Oh, my goodness gracious. What are the mountains and what are the teith? And that is... He's not bald. He shaved his head. He looks like he has the capabilities of having a whole head of hair. And he's got the turtleneck with the suit jacket.
Black turtleneck, suit jacket.
Yeah. I would not buy one stitch of clothing before I took care of those teeth. All right, here we go.
And make a man offended toward and lay a snare. You know, they try to trip a up like me, you know, because I ain't following Whitey's rules. Are you laughing, biatch?
Well, it's good to know that there are no limits of the amount of drugs you can be on.
Let me quote scripture. Snoop 387.
Yes, exactly. By the way, B-Real says Watertown has a show where this guy is obsessed with Popeye, and he just draws Popeye characters every show.
Come on. We need this.
So Watertown Public Access has a guy who just draws Popeyes.
And like he does this weekly?
B-Real just texted me on my telephone. You wonder why I keep my notification up. And that is exactly why, because I can get breaking information. All right, so this is a television preacher. He is on crack or methamphetamine. There is no doubt about it. They gave him a green screen.
They did.
I don't think he chose the lush mountains and everything, but they gave him the green screen. I think if it was up to him, it would just be a giant pipe, and he would just be desperately trying to grab it. But dollars to donuts, this man is on crack.
You ain't talking. You ain't hearing me, huh? Repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
How many times have you seen street hustler pimps? In the name of Jesus, bitch, I hereby order you trick to get in that car. Praise the Lord. Around the world, $70. I don't even know what around the world means, but.
God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between.
Well, that's confusing. You're calling for God's damnation.
You're praising God, you're using his name in vain.
This does sound like a pimp, like trying to convince a prostitute to go to church. Bitch, get to church.
That should have been the name of the show.
I've been watching
bitch,
too much
get to church.
I've been watching too much of the Deuce. Yeah. The show's called Bitch Get to Church. Okay, Daddy. Bitch, you know I'm treating you right. Put on a dress and get your ass to church. Yes, Daddy. No one treats you like me, bitch.
All of these can be
only Jesus. Only Jesus can treat you as well as me, bitch. I'm the best hustler out here, bitch. I have a cigarette holder.
We're going to make a promo out of that, and people are going to get the wrong idea.
Yes, I think so. All right. I'm responding facetiously. Satire of what the man is saying.
You understand me now? I'll give you some scriptures. Revelation chapter 16, 5 and 7. Revelation 15, 4. Ezekiel chapter 5. Caller, you on the line.
Is this George Clinton? Because he's just letting the parliament ride.
Does sound like it.
Caller, you on the line. Charles. Say what? Motherfucker, I ain't looking for you. You probably looking for a cult member, motherfucker. Get to heaven's gate. Travel the hell up out of here. What do you know about the Lord? Let's stay focused. And you know why they always told you, a man can't be God. Huh? What you calling me for? I told you what I'm about. It's next caller, John. John.
And it don't.
Go ahead.
Maybe if you...
The calls aren't working, sir.
Well, or no, maybe if you've turned down, again, the deafening parliament in the back.
Maybe get some new music.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Well, the...
Hey, bitch, get to church. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Daddy, I don't feel good.
Yeah, whatever.
He's just walking around with a cane.
We have to push these two together.
Repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, whatever. Well,
let's mix the two together.
That's generational.
Next call is John. John.
And it don't stop.
Go ahead. Hey, what's that mean?
And it won't stop.
Say what? Say what? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then mother you f***ed up, huh? You f***ed up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up.
What topic? I don't know. He just went revelations and kind of just let the funk take over at that point.
Who are these people that are calling? Are they like debt collectors? This guy just gets angry and starts yelling at him.
Yes.
You the devil. You the devil. You a Satanist, huh? You, then you wrote a book too then, right? You got a book with blood on it, huh? You Satan, huh? Who created your ass, Satan? Who created your ass? I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Is he talking to, like, the weather service that gets fed into the public access?
What is that in the background?
It sounds like when you work at a crappy station, they just have, like, weather alerts. Today, 60% chance of rain. Satan! You wrote a book with blood on it.
The devil is a motherfucking liar. So you know I ain't worried, bitch. Stupid bitch. Motherfucker, you ain't coming in no, you come in the name of Satan.
Yeah, well.
Okay, all right.
Maybe more people could get involved.
Okay, so everyone's telling me about this show called Half Hour from Hell. And it's this, the people are saying it's a knockoff Guy Fieri. But before, like, Guy Fieri was Guy Fieri, he goes, oh yeah, Half Hour from Hell in Cambridge was an amazing show run by a Guy Fieri guy. I made him cry one time when I told him that his show sucked.
Remember Quincy Briscoe that we used to have on the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a man of great mirth.
And then there's, yeah, I mean, I'm getting tipped off on quite a few of these. So apparently Cambridge Public Access is something I need to be looking into.
And also you should be looking into the Popeye man in Watertown.
Oh, yeah. The guy who just draws Popeye over and over?
It's called Drawing with Fred.
It's called Drawing with Fred?
Yes.
You've watched some of it?
Yes. Is it good?
We've had a I don't have any audio, but we did have some video that was up here, and I couldn't watch it.
Is he drawing Popeye?
It's a tutorial, Fred. It's an instruction video.
It's always Popeye.
But it's Bob Ross, except it's always Popeye.
Except for it's the opposite of soothing.
You know I ain't worried. Be hot.
Yeah, that guy's on drugs. This guy's looking at it face to face, and he ain't afraid.
No.
You f***ed up, huh? You f***ed up, huh? You know your ass is doomed.
Yes.
All right. We're going to wait on Dana White, and we will have him at one point. Danny Ainge going to join us at 9 o'clock for the first of his many appearances here on the show. And I think I have the prank call that we did to Sean Hannity in Atlanta.
Oh, man. Because this, like, Sean Hannity hated you guys because you did this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll tell you after the break. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. UFC Fight Night is this Friday. At 6 o'clock is when it all starts at the Garden. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. A bunch of fights that we'll get into. Dana White, who's the head of the old operation, joins us again in studio. Mr. Dana White, hello, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
All right, so I have two notes
to
ask you. It is a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 words.
Okay.
Okay? This is my preparation. I'm going to start with, what's the deal with the fake eye?
With Bisping?
I don't know what it is, but there's something about a fake guy.
Michael Bisping.
I was going to ask the same thing. It's one of the better stories that's come out because it's so strange.
So Bisping got injured. I don't know the extent of his injury, but I think he had detached retina or something like that. So his eye was messed up. He ended up getting a glass eye, and apparently on TV the other day, he popped his eyeball out in the middle of an interview and then popped it back in. And it has been the biggest story. I mean, everywhere I go, people ask me about Michael Bisping's eye.
Now, is this good for UFC or is this?
I think it's, you know, I think it is what it is. There's a lot of guys who have had detached retina. You know, it's career ending for a lot of people. But for some reason, it wasn't Bisping. And that might not be the exact injury he had, but yeah, he continued to fight right up until he retired and won a world title.
Are you not allowed to go into the ring if you have a fake eye?
First of all, I have no idea. I guess you can.
Okay, so you don't know that rule or not, whether or not you...
Yeah, it's
it wasn't covered?
You know, his eye was messed up. I don't know if he had the surgery after he got done fighting.
Okay.
And got the... I don't know. Okay. I don't know the answer to that question.
All right.
Yeah, it's a big story. Everybody asked me about it.
It's extremely weird. And you said that when you would see his eye normally, it was kind of facing inward. Is that right?
Yeah. When he was fighting, it doesn't look like that anymore. So I think he got it fixed.
Yeah, there'd be a cheap glass eye if it was going the wrong way. Yeah.
How tough is it to fight with one eye? I mean, I would have to think.
Pretty tough.
Yeah, being in a ring and not having
especially
no depth perception.
Things come. That's why when an eye gets closed, they usually stop the fight.
Yeah, except for with this guy.
Apparently. I don't know. Allegedly. I honestly don't. I need to educate myself better on the Michael Bisping eye story because I get it everywhere I go.
Yeah, because if you Google just UFC, it's like, hey, this guy's got a fake eye. It's like the first 45 stories that come up.
You said you had the second one.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm going to let you run through these before
three
I
more
real,
words.
We,
right,
real
more.
Well-researched questions right. I've been wanting to ask Dana White.
Allow me to bring up my notes, which consist of this.
By the way, two questions is about two more than usual, so you should feel pretty honored
right.
with that.
Yeah, I was not prepared for the earlier guess. All right. it's a conversation, Dana. You understand. You over-prepare. It's no good. All right. I just have Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy is going to be fighting at the Garden on Friday.
Correct.
Greg Hardy is a name that any sports fan knows. He was a very successful NFL player, but he had lots and lots and lots of off-the-field stuff. So what has been the reaction to Greg Hardy, your feelings on him fighting? Kind of give us the whole thing with that.
Yeah, at first, you're gonna get the backlash and hear the things that you hear when you bring a guy like Hardy in. Hardy has been, obviously, he's been in the UFC now for a couple years. You haven't heard anything negative about him. The guy's been an absolute joy to deal with. So he's still working his way up. He's got a tough fight on Friday night. Heavy-handed, heavyweight, should be fun. But, nothing negative. It hasn't been bad. It's been a pleasant experience dealing with the guy.
How do you judge when a guy goes through issues like that? Because if I'm not mistaken... And correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
When he got in trouble and was accused, and he was arrested, he was accused of abuse, spousal abuse, the charges were dropped.
Right.
But it was because his wife did not show up to
correct.
The court case.
She mysteriously disappeared.
And
for
there
a while.
Were pictures that were out there, but technically, there was never any kind of, like, he didn't get in trouble legally because
right.
of that. So here you are, you're the head of this organization. And you know that legally he didn't do anything wrong. But there's all of this evidence that seems to say otherwise.
Correct.
How do you make that judgment to put this person and to hire this person?
So here's the thing. I don't judge people by what they did wrong. Lots of people do things wrong. How does he conduct himself after he made the mistake?
So you would hire anybody no matter what they did in the past as long as they were good?
I wouldn't say that.
In.
No, I wouldn't say that.
The spousal abuse is a pretty big deal, yeah.
It's on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
And like I said, since that happened, the guy hasn't been in any trouble whatsoever.
Yeah.
He's married. He has kids. Married to a different woman.
Yeah.
He has kids now. He has daughters.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we did a full investigation, too. On Hardy before he came into the UFC. Everybody that trains with him, male and female, loves the guy and said nothing but good things about him. And it's been that way since he's been here. So, like I said, he's been a joy to work with, and We haven't had any problems with him at all.
You created the ultimate villain. I was in Vegas during that last fight that July 20th, I think.
Yeah.
And I was in a one of the sports books and or not sports, I was in a bar and it was on. And when they mentioned that Greg Hardy's gonna be on there, the whole place is like, I hope this guy gets his ass kicked.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I mean, he's the ultimate villain. And then, to much of the disappointment of everyone in there, dude is a maniac. Like yeah. he went in there and destroyed. And what is he, 4-0 or is he 4-1?
Yeah, I think he's 4 or 5. And I can't remember.
I think I got it here.
There was
a disqualification, yeah, and then he won 4.
Exactly. Right?
Okay, so
he got disqualified.
So how is it that someone like him, because you hear this all the time, like even guys like CM Punk, and there's people who think that they can come in from a different sport and say, oh, I can do this.
Right.
How is it that he was able to succeed, whereas a lot of these other guys have such a hard time?
So he's a phenomenal athlete. I mean, this guy is a big dude, big, powerful, athletic guy who hits really hard. And, you know, because people dislike him so much, you'll see some people say, oh, he's had cans. There are no cans. We don't have cans here in MMA.
Yeah.
The guy in the UFC.
Yeah.
And he's fought real guys that you know, are at the same level as him, and he's won every fight.
Well, so, for every Greg Hardy, you have somebody else that we can all actually rally around. And I'm not talking about, you know, what Conor McGregor used to be. It's another future superstar or superstar at the time.
Derek, why'd you take your pants off? My balls was hot.
That would be, you know what? I said to you a long time ago when you first brought Conor in, I said, I'll buy every pay-per-view that Conor's on. Derek Lewis is my guy now.
Isn't he awesome? He really is awesome.
So tell me, okay, so Derek Lewis, for people who don't know, is just this, he's a huge gentleman and has admitted to not really working out too hard before some fights.
Right.
Once again, took his pants off because his balls was hot at the end of a fight and isn't afraid to speak his mind. And
his fights are unbelievable.
They're amazing. Well, that one right there, I think, I don't know if it was the one, but he was in one fight where he was getting his ass kicked almost the entire one. And then it took one punch and it was all over.
Yeah, those are the best.
Yeah. It's heavy-handed, you know, funny guy, mean looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a fun guy to have on the roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love that guy.
And he's fighting, what, in 2 weeks? Is that right? The beginning of November?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Derek Lewis, when you have a guy like that who just straight up admits that he didn't like really work out for a fight.
He loves weed, too, right?
And he loves smoking weed, too. Yeah. He told Joe
Nothing
Rogan.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Do you guys test for weed,
loves
by the way?
Loves Popeye's chicken.
Loves.
Yes.
Wasn't he pissed that Cormier got the Popeye's?
No, Cormier was pissed because Derek Lewis got it. They gave Derek Lewis Popeye's chicken for life. He gets it for free for life. And Cormier was really bummed out about that. He was fighting Cormier. They both love Popeye's chicken, and he got Popeye's for life.
Well, yeah. Cormier is fascinating because he's like this elite fighter, but when you meet him, you would never in a million
years. He just looks like another guy, year, you know?
No, yeah. Like legit, yeah. Like your friend.
Right.
Like, you know, like.
Completely unassuming. The guy is. A phenomenal athlete,
yeah.
One of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you saw him on the streets, you'd be like, yeah. A lot of people put up the picture of Cormier with the guy from, what was the guy? Not Lethal Weapon, the other one with...
Danny Glover? Not Danny Glover?
Or? No, where they shot up Takanobi Tower. And
you mean a Die Hard?
Die Hard, yeah. Oh, the cop from Die Hard.
Reginald Bell Johnson from Family Matters.
You didn't go Family Matters?
Yeah.
You went Die Hard for Reginald?
Die Hard.
Oh, you go Family Matters for that, Dana? Come on.
Matters. Yeah, that would be.
That's his tour de force.
All right, well, we'll talk about the current fight because the card's pretty great, especially because you've got like some local guys on there too. But I do obviously want to ask you, Conor McGregor, is he going to be fighting by the end of this year? Did you have a major, I mean, because I was the biggest Conor McGregor fan probably in Boston.
There's actually a story in The Sun literally written a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
And Conor McGregor tells Dana White to book UFC return against Frankie Edgar in December.
Okay. What's going on with Conor? Is he going to fight before the end of the year?
No.
Okay. Is he going to fight? When's he going to fight?
Next year sometime. We'll get it figured out. Yeah. He's trying to fight Frankie Edgar. We're not making that fight. That's not the fight we're going to make.
Okay.
Frankie Edgar's in a different weight class, and we're working on different things for Frankie Edgar right now.
What has been the holdup? Why hasn't he fought in such a long time?
Well, because he wanted the Khabib rematch. He wanted that rematch, and, you know, after Khabib won the title, there were other fights to make. You know, Connor's going to have to fight one of these guys in the 55-pound division, or we'll see what happens with Masvidal Diaz next month in Madison Square Garden. You know, it just, he's not fighting Frankie Edgar. That's not,
did
that's
he want to leave and, like, do something else at one point?
Well, he's doing other things. He's got his whiskey brand and...
I mean, fighting-wise.
No, not fighting-wise, but, like, yeah. Like it sounded... Like, didn't he say stuff like he wanted out of fighting and that...
Oh, like, you mean going down, like, the actor route?
Yeah. Like,
no.
Okay.
McGregor's never been that guy.
Okay.
No. What'd you think of the video of the old man that he hit in the bar?
I thought it was definitely not good and definitely didn't make him look good. You know, the guy's a professional fighter, and the guy who got hit was bummed out that everybody was calling him an old man. He's guy's like,
yeah, he's like, okay, it's like
not
50,
as old as he looks.
Yeah. And by the way, the dude took a punch too. I mean, he did. Sat
he
there
non pulsed.
Like
I believe.
Give all that right. guy
Listen,
a contract.
He's from Ireland. Those guys are punching each other in the face all day, every day in pubs. And that's like an average Wednesday in Ireland.
Yeah, he didn't look overly concerned about the
No, he did not, right? He wasn't like shocked and horrified that he got punched in the face.
Yeah, before and after. His expression didn't really change.
No, it didn't.
All right, so you got a guy who, a local guy, Joe Lauzon, who, you want to talk about somebody when I first saw too, he doesn't look like a typical fighter, but the dude is just, I mean, we've seen him fight before.
At least he's thin.
Merciless. So he's I think, the fourth of the last fight, which should be a good one.
Yep. Lauzon's always in exciting fights, yeah. Always.
He's one of those guys who always gets the bonus, right?
Like, Yeah. He's one of the, you know, him, Cowboy Cerrone, and like a couple other guys have more bonuses than anybody.
What's the bonus?
That's when you,
if you have the fight of the night or performance of the night, you get a $50,000 bonus. Oh. And Lauzon has a ton of them. He's made a lot of money. $50,000 if you win the bonus.
And you can lose and get the bonus as well, can't you?
100%. Yeah. If you were in the the fight of the night.
Yeah. Well, he's just one of those guys.
And there's some guys who pull off the performance and the fight and win $100,000.
Wow. Well, I mean, obviously that's something that I'm sure these guys, and it's an incentive to make these guys not dog a fight if they get in there because they've got their paycheck. Now, when you see that, can you sense it almost even before the fight that someone's going to go that route?
Yeah, well, obviously, stylistically, when we set fights up, you know, on paper, we have fights that should be unbelievable. Not that it's going to play out that way every time, but yeah, we pretty much know who's going to get performance of the night. I'm usually pretty good at picking who's going to get it.
Okay. By the way, someone on the phone wants to know what it's like working with Kevin James and the Zookeeper.
I wasn't in that movie.
Oh, okay, because somebody said...
I know that Weidman was.
He's a big friend with Kevin James.
So Kevin James is a huge fan, and he always has guys. Like Mark Deligrotte from Boston is in a few of his movies. So yeah, he has guys in his movies all the time. But I know him, met him, but never been in any of them. I'm not looking to be in movies, man. That's not my thing. But
unlike Kevin James, there are a lot of comedians that are into UFC. That was just on Kevin James, very subtle. But you got Norton and all Rogan's crew and all those guys. Yeah. And for some reason, this is something that appeals to like all these comics.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, I think that Rogan really brought a lot of these guys in and exposed them to UFC. And the reality is, no matter what walk of life you know you're in, if you get exposed to the UFC, you end up falling in love with it, man. It's very addictive.
Now, is Joe Rogan, do you think that if he was younger, he could have fought?
Well, 100%. Yeah, I mean, he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He's a black belt in taekwondo. You know, he's one of the most knowledgeable human beings about fighting, and he's the greatest, you know, commentator ever. I mean, the best.
Yeah, he does really
good. Just Rogan's energy, voice, and knowledge of the sport fires you up when you're watching. And one of the great things about Rogan for us in the early days is submissions. When a submission would start to happen, he would be walking you through it as it was happening, you know, because he was so knowledgeable that, and the rest of the world wasn't knowledgeable about submissions.
Yeah, because everyone's doing judo now. Like, it's a big thing, and I even know guys that go to Gracie's Academy in New York.
Jiu-jitsu,
Jiu-jitsu, what did I say? Okay, so jiu-jitsu. Is there just like a huge influx of guys now that want to be UFC fighters? Like, because like dudes my age are going to study jiu-jitsu. Right.
Well, this is the way that I look at it. When we were growing up, your parents would put you in karate or taekwondo. This is the new martial art that everybody's taking. So.
Yeah, because it's the most effective, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right. So who have there been any other athletes or people outside of the MMA who have approached you lately and said, I want to get into this?
Yeah, I think a lot of these athletes, you know, Shaq's still telling me he wants to fight. I'm like, Shaq, stop. Apparently, he went in and he was in some school recently and was submitting black belts.
Really?
Because now he knows some stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now he knows some stuff, and he's just so massive and so strong.
Yeah.
If he grabs something, he's taking it. So apparently Shaq's been wrecking some people in the gym.
What about the Bieber-Tom Cruise fight that was like hot for a moment,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden it went away?
That was the weirdest thing ever. Everywhere I went, man. It was
because,
like,
Bieber was into it.
You know what it was like? It was like when people started talking about Mayweather-McGregor. And everywhere I went, everybody wanted to talk about Mayweather McGregor. Everybody was talking about Mayweather McGregor. I thought was impossible to happen. Cruz versus Bieber. You know, listen, if the fight could be made, I'd make it. But
it's a heavyweight showdown between those two. All right. Well, listen, I'd love to keep it, but we got Danny Ainge at 9, and he calls in right at 9. All right. Dana White, UFC Fight Night Friday at the Garden. Big, huge card. Reyes Weidman, the big one going on that evening, and we had Weidman in studio, and we had Reyes in studio.
And this thing is live and free on ESPN2.
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm going for Reyes. I liked him better than Weidman.
It's just because he was friends with Kevin James. Fred is not like Kevin James.
No, he's a huge prick to me. But he's an ass.
Well, that's why you got cool points by kind of denying that he was, you know.
On more than one occasion, I did not care for the man. All right. So, Dana White, thanks so much, everyone. I'm
always
sure
good
it's going to sell out at
thanks, guys.
You can watch it on ESPN2. Danny Ainge going to join us at 9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.